When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Well, it was a very thorough win by the Eagles yesterday. Very thorough. I mean, the fourth quarter was a total joke. It really was. You could tell the announcers were like, what do we
talk about now?
What do we talk about? The game was...
Which was huge. I mean, you wanted them to be able to rest guys in the fourth quarter. Yeah. Like, it couldn't have played out more perfectly.
It's a massive deal for this upcoming Thursday night game.
It is.
They ended up having to fight tooth and nail against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They ended up losing that game. That's rough. But it is a motivating factor for them. And we know that does matter in this league. I think it's crazy everyone's already looking at the Thursday game, but... it's the truth. They have a young quarterback who's exciting, who can keep them in every game they're playing, and they've got some talent. Well, it's Zach Ertz again.
Cool.
Look, it's so sad he missed that first down.
Yeah, no, I know. It sets up for a fascinating game Thursday, which, by the way, we will give away tickets to. I think it's very obvious this is the most coveted Eagles. You know, ticket so far this year. And on Thursday at 8 o'clock, we will give away a pair of tickets. The way you can win them, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you got to listen at 8 o'clock.
And they are, of course, of our longtime partner, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, speaking of NovaCare Rehabilitation, let's get to NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report right now with Dr. Christopher Kester, an orthopedic surgeon with Mainline Health Orthopedics and Spine at Lankenhall Hospital and Newtown Square. A few different things, not too serious coming out of yesterday, but a couple of things to discuss with Dr. Kester. Dr. Kester, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Dr. Kester specializes in sports medicine, rehab of acute and overuse injuries. So, Doc, let's get to it here, starting with Saquon. So we see his elbow have that issue, and he was trying to pick up the Jalen Hurts fumble. He was out for a bit, back in. Ultimately, they were able to rest him late in the fourth quarter. What did you make of what you saw and what it could mean for a game coming up in 3 days where you would think the Eagles would want to lean heavily on him versus Washington?
Yeah, initially kind of a scary situation there, just the position he got himself in with the arm under the defender. He set himself up for potentially a shoulder, elbow, wrist, or forearm injury. Thankfully, it looks like it wasn't too bad because he was able to come back. But with the short week, that's certainly something to consider. He's probably, everybody who had an injury is probably going to see more of the training room than the field before the Washington game.
Well, what was the deal with the bandage thing? That seems strange.
Yeah, so that could have been one of two things. Could have been kinesiology tape, which just kind of transfers the forces through the muscles. Or it could have just been regular tape that you would tape up an ankle, which the idea is it kind of makes the forces go through the muscles in a different area to decrease inflammation and discomfort.
It looked like they did a bad job. Whatever that tape job was supposed to be, it looked bad.
Yeah, well, it honestly probably wasn't doing much because he looked pretty comfortable out there afterward.
There you go. Doc, let's get to the Darius Slay situation. In and out, in and out, in and out. We used to deal with this with Jason Peters a few years back. You could see right away he was limping again. What do you make of what you noticed from Darius Slay?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was just bad luck. You know, it was that play that was kind of a throwaway, and it didn't even look like he stepped on the guy's foot. He just rolled his ankle. So, I think that age comes into the conversation. You know, 33 years old, but in terms of yesterday, I think it was just bad luck.
Is it an ankle injury? Is this something that we have to worry about again? It's weekly. There's something that he limps off for, and then we don't know if he's going to be playing the next week. Should we just expect this every outing?
I mean, it was right away. It was the first time he was involved in a play. Gosh. It was immediate.
He's limping right out the gate.
Noticeably.
It certainly looked like an ankle in the replay, but, you know, with his history with the groin, hopefully it's not something serious with the ankle. Again, he was able to come back, so that's a really good sign.
Yeah,
but
good point.
Yeah, hopefully he can just slip this past him.
All right, Dr. Kester, final thing here. I know you're not a heart surgeon or transplant expert, but true or false, Yesterday, the Philadelphia Eagles removed the heart of the Dallas Cowboys. They took it.
Very true.
Good answer, sir. Good
no
answer.
Second opinion needed.
Hey, for more information on Dr. Kester, make sure you go to mainlinehealth.org. That's mainlinehealth.org. Specializing in all sorts of stuff with Mainline Health Orthopedics and Spine at Lankenau Hospital in Newtown Square. Doc, thanks so much for being a part of the show. We appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, Doc.
Thank
you. You got it, my man. Let's go to the phones. Let's get to Franklin right now. Calling from Exton. Franklin, good morning.
Hey.
What's up, Franklin?
I don't know what you guys are confused about. In the first part of the game, through the middle of the second quarter, Jalen Hurts was running for his life. Fred Johnson and Mekhi Becton were awful yesterday. They were letting anybody through.
Well, there was also the play where Gainwell missed a guy, and that caused a hell of a problem.
Fred had a rough guy.
Yeah.
The Gainwell whiffed on that block. That was bad. And I think it was on 12. So he had
13,
who had a big day. He was running over Becton all day. Anyway.
Yeah, they got their linebackers active, and we had trouble dealing with it initially, but they did a good job of figuring it out.
And then when the OC went to finally realize what was going on and went to the quick pass, and the quick pass was what got them down in their second touchdown in the second quarter, that pass to Goddard.
Wasn't that the one, or maybe I'm thinking of the other one, when Jalen scrambled around to throw to the tight end. Who was that one too for a touchdown?
That was Goddard. Yep.
Yeah, that was that Goddard. Wasn't a
he
quick.
He stepped pa- up. He avoided a rusher.
Yeah, Franklin, that wouldn't be a quick pass. That would be a really nice job by Jalen buying time.
He avoided the free rusher. Yeah. And he made a side, real nice crossover.
He had a couple of Franklin. He had three or four of them yesterday where he did a really nice job buying time. And then of course four or five. You know, I thought where he ran, like I thought one of the biggest stats, if not the biggest, after the game that stood out to me: 7 carries for Jalen Hurts, 56 yards.
He looked good too.
He looked good. Like if they can get 3 to 5, it's like the old Donovan thing in Donovan's early days. If they can get 3 to 5 really good extensions of a drive, first down, taking a first and 10 and making a second and 2, taking a third and 7 and making it a first and 10.
And he slides at the right time.
Yep. If they can get that from Jalen Franklin, appreciate the call. That's big. This offense, I think, needs it, in part because you're going to have those moments with Jalen where sometimes he's holding the ball a little long. Sometimes an offensive lineman's going to get beat. It's going to happen. And if he can make those plays, and he's making them at a greater clip right now, that's big. 215-592-9494. Coming up, something Jalen said after the game notable about his interactions with teammates on the sideline. We'll get to that. Saquon Barkley weighing in on this football team. We got the Bat of the Bone Award. We got the montage, Merrill montage, how it sounded yesterday here on WIP. Plus the ditty, Ray Dininger, 755. Your phone calls as well. You can weigh in. Do you think the Eagles are a legit Super Bowl contender now? What do you make of the 7-2 Birds?